Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Our next guest did have his three-round mock draft for 2026 that had the Browns picking number one. He has them taking newly minted Indiana quarterback, previously playing at Cal, Fernando Mendoza, with the number one pick. I don't recall what he has with the second, but it doesn't matter because we got the quarterback. And to talk about that decision, his outlook on the Browns in 2025, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome on NFL draft and college football analyst for A to Z Sports, Joe DeLeon. What's up, buddy? Welcome back.
Not much. Appreciate you guys having me. I'm sad to, or more so afraid to admit this. I have barely gotten any work done today, and if anyone wants to know why, it is because the college football game came out, and I have been trying not to play it, and it's been very hard to do so.
So we just got back from a family vacation from Lake Michigan, and my way of disassociating after, I don't know, 4 days trapped with my family and everybody was sick of each other is I played 4 hours of college football 2025 on Saturday night. And I felt like a reclaimed man after that.
Yeah, you're doing some scouting there, Joe, is all you're doing.
You're too much of a
pro to ever do it. But I've in the back of my mind, I've once convinced myself that certain analysts, you know, had a bad run with certain players on video games, and that's why they got a poor grade. But we're not going to name names here, Joe.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, I am kind of framing it as me doing some scouting, but it's just great that the game's coming out now, and it is, and we're getting so close to the football season. It's always that, like, nice little precursor. We've got media days for college football next week. I just can't wait for the season to start. It feels like things are moving pretty fast.
Joe, you've got the Browns taking Fernando Mendoza, Indiana quarterback, in next year's draft with the number one pick. Did you pick the Browns to take an Indiana quarterback next year because Indiana is traditionally the Cleveland Browns of the Big Ten?
That wasn't the intentional approach. That would have been a really fun spin in the blurb I put in the breakdown. But so this is the second mock draft that I put out for Pro Football Network, and the first one I had Kate Klubnik as the pick, and this was like right after the 2025 NFL draft, decided to change things up. After I've evaluated a ton of these quarterbacks, I'm not as deep as others, but I'm close to 10 guys in. Fernando Mendoza is the one who stood out to me the most. Corey Kinnon, who a friend of mine has put me on this train, and he's got me hyped up on Mendoza. Such a natural player. He has a big, massive frame. He's a good athlete for his size. And his touch, as well as ability to just rifle the ball down the field into tight windows, is fantastic. I think at the very least, this is going to be a guy who, like, if he comes out this season and it's a bit of a rocky year, I think he's going to be perceived like Josh Allen was when he came out of Wyoming, where his last season at Wyoming wasn't great, but everybody saw the highlights. They saw the flashes, and the Bills bought into that, making him an early draft pick in the first round, and the rest is in history. I really think, and I would hope for Browns fans, that they would get excited about something like this, because we all know that back during that draft, a lot of people are, you know, in hindsight, kicking themselves that the Browns didn't end up with Josh Allen and they instead went with Baker Mayfield.
Well, Joe, we've debated in the time since whether or not the Browns would have even succeeded with Josh Allen, because Josh Allen still needed a couple years, and I just don't know that the Browns would have been able to pull it off.
Well, and I would argue at this current moment right now that this team has a better infrastructure than that Browns team back then. They've got a tremendously talented defense. Their offensive line, I think it leaves a lot to be desired, but the running back room and the receiver room could be great for a rookie quarterback like Fernando Mendoza. And I also think that Mendoza is further along than Josh Allen was when he was at Wyoming. I'm not trying to paint this as if Mendoza is going to be like a surefire MVP, but the tools are all there. He is a player who could really boost and change the direction of this Browns franchise if they do choose to go quarterback. I think him or Kate Klubnik is really going to be where the decision comes, and it's just going to be a matter of, do we go with the guy that is the higher ceiling, or do we go with the guy who is the higher floor?
All right, so I guess we'll actually talk about 2025. What do you see as the most likely direction of this team this year?
Yeah, I think with this Browns team, I feel like a quarterback is what's going to impact the success and direction of everything that happens. And if you go with Kenny Pickett, you're really limiting a lot of things and what the ceiling is for this team. I think defensively, they're going to be super stout. I think that Mason Graham, as we talked right after the draft, he's going to slide right in super nicely alongside Myles Garrett. And I think that they're going to be so disruptive on their D-line. I think their whole defense is going to be impossible to move the ball against. If you can get satisfactory play out of, if it's Flacco, if it's Kenny Pickett, or eventually it's Shedeur Sanders, you could surprise people in the NFL. You could surprise teams in the NFL. But I think more likely than not, they probably will be picking in the top 10 again, as disappointing as that is, just because that there's so many teams in the division and in the AFC that are just a lot more further along than where the Browns are at this current moment.
Joe, we talked to Matt Miller a couple weeks ago, and he was making the suggestion that people in your community are just going to have to study what happened this last year to make all the corrections for the upcoming seasons when it comes to quarterbacks. You know, Dylan Gabriel being taken 3-4 round slots higher than what many people projected. Shedeur going in the 5th round, which is 3 or 4 slots lower than what people projected. And then he even threw in Quinn Ewers as well, ending up in the 7th round, which didn't make sense to a lot of people when they first projected out Quinn Ewers. What have you in the draft community, what have you guys learned from not only Shedeur, but also Dylan Gabriel and Quinn Ewers that maybe you can apply for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I think it's kind of easy to say that, like, oh, everybody was so wrong, and it's something that requires a learning experience to come from it. But, like, where I push back on that, it was just an awful quarterback class. I think that where the mistakes came in is that we were so – not we, I was trying not to be one of these people. A lot of people were so desperate to latch on to quarterbacks and make them into something that they weren't. Jackson Dart was one of those guys for me. Tyler Shuck was one of those guys for me. Jalen Milroe was one of those guys. There were guys that had tools, and it felt like because there were really no good options after Cam Ward, there was this fight to make players relevant into first-rounders, into potential starters that just weren't. They were high-upside future backups that might stick in the NFL. I think that that is where the learning experience comes from. We don't need to change anything. I think that some analysts just need to do a better job of not getting hyped up when there's a lack of options. This year is going to be a reset. It is going to be a return to the norm. Even if Arch doesn't declare, which I don't think that he will, we have a lot more talent to work with. We have Mendoza. We have Kate Klubnik, who the NFL doesn't have a lot of great grades on this summer, which is very odd. But we also have Lenore Sellers, who is a physical, just dominant runner with a cannon of an arm. And Drew Aller is going to be in the mix as well. Garrett Nussmeier is going to be in the mix. All of those guys blow pretty much every single quarterback out of the water, except for Cam Ward from the last class. I don't think that we need so much a learning experience. I think we just need to, you know, not make players that aren't first-rounders into first-rounders. The Shedeur Sanders thing is such a exception and an aberration that I don't think we'll ever see anything like that happen again. And it was just so unique because of his personality, who his father was, and the aggressive media coverage that he gets.
Joe DeLeon on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, NFL draft and college football analyst for A to Z Sports. I know we have you on here to talk NFL draft and the Browns here, but as you are a college football analyst, the Buckeyes coming off the national championship, they did graduate about a third of the team to the NFL or post-college plans. What do you see for this Ohio State team and how they shape up in the Big Ten this year?
Yeah, I feel like this Ohio State team has been so interesting to talk about because everybody has high hopes and high expectations because they're Ohio State. They're so well recruited. They're a very deep roster that they're not your typical national champion hangover like of a team. I don't think that they're going to have anywhere close to the level of drop-off of what Michigan had last season because of all the circumstances.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That they went through, but I have high hopes for Julian Sand. I've heard a ton of positive things and expectations for what he could be if he does end up being named the starter, which sounds like it's going to be the case, especially for the fact that he's throwing to the best receiver in college football in Jeremiah Smith. It's going to be hard to make mistakes when you've got Jeremiah Smith to turn to, as well as Carnell Tate, who is going to be a really nice weapon. I think Max Clare, tight end, is super underrated, who they brought in from Purdue. He could potentially be a first-rounder this upcoming year. It all depends on what the run game does, and it all depends on how effectively they can reload on their defensive line, as defensive tackle was kind of identified, even by the coaching staff, as a weak position group for them that lacked a bit of depth. I think that this team, with their schedule, which is kind of funny to say because they went 10-2 last year to win a national championship, I think they can go 10-2 again. I think that they can reach the college football playoff. I just don't see a national championship on the horizon for them again this year.
Is Caleb Downs the best non-quarterback that's eligible for the 2026 draft?
I don't think so. I think that Caleb Downs is an awesome player, and I think that he is so unique. He reminds me a lot of Buda Baker and how he's going to be deployed in the NFL. But I just don't know if he's like this rare, super hard to come by safety prospect, especially when we've seen a guy like Kyle Hamilton, who's been an all-pro player since the jump with the Ravens, at 6'4" and being able to cover the range that he can. And he fell to the teens where he was drafted when he came out a couple of years ago. For me, that top guy, it would be TJ Parker from Clemson or it'd be Caleb Banks from Florida. Both those guys are supremely talented, and I think that they could be massive risers and go on to be the highest drafted non-quarterbacks in this class.
All right, Joe, before we let you go, give us a rundown of the rookies that you think Browns fans should be most excited about heading to camp starting in about 10 days.
Well, outside of Shador Sanders and the hope that maybe he turns into something, my eyes are going to be close on him. And if we get more practice updates on what his stats are every single day, I'd love to see how he compares to the rest of the group. But I really think that Mason Graham is going to be one of these players that we're just talking about from like the first day of practices and every single preseason game. It's like, well, he is really separating himself. He is not just going to be a high impact rookie. He's going to be a Pro Bowler level rookie with the group that's around him. And I really think that there's a lot to get out of Quinshon Judkins. I think that turning away from Nick Chubb and needing a guy of a similar physical profile and to be able to rely on him and give him a ton of touches, if he rushed for 1,000 yards this upcoming year, I wouldn't be shocked. He has the profile, the demeanor, and then again, that just play style that fits so well with what Stefanski wants to do on offense. Those are the two biggest guys. I know that they were the earliest picks, but I think that there's so much that can be capitalized with both those players if they can get them into the mix early and they can make them primary focuses for their offensive and defensive game plans.
All right, Joe, before you go, what team are you playing college football 2025 on?
I am still trying to figure that out. I was doing Road to Glory. I'm leaning towards Rutgers and representing my home state. We'll see if that ends up being the final decision.
You know, Bowling Green's nice this time of year. That's all I'm going to say. Not that I'm biased.
I'll add him to the mix.
All right, buddy. Be good.
Thanks, guys.
Joe DeLeon on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You know, Mac was house sitting over the weekend.
Yeah.
A Bowling Green guy, right? Nick Wilson, Bowling Green guy.
Can you play with Lindenwood on there, or is that not a thing?
Not a thing. Not a thing.
They're D1.
Not yet.
We're D1.
In bowling?
No, in football.
Since when?
Since like 2 years ago.
Like D1, D1? Like D1, AA?
Like D1, D1.
Okay. I did not know
Maybe
that.
They are there, and you don't even know.
How many
programs do they have on the...
375.
Oh, then they got to have Lindenwood on there.
I'm kidding. I made that number up.
Oh, it sounded really official. It sounded like you just looked at the roster the other day.
Now, compared to where it used to be,
Is it like 75, or is it one of those things where you legitimately have like every school you could possibly choose?
Yeah, pretty much.
Lindenwood Lions. Here we go.
Mac chose Toledo.
Of course he did.
Mac, on my console.
You mean he couldn't choose Ohio Media School?
Okay. We're both graduates. Thank you very much. But on my council, on Bowling Green's council, took Toledo. Friend of the show, Mac Robinson. He's on the show. But friend of the show.
That seems hurtful. You're in his house. You're eating his food. You're kicking your legs up on his furniture, and you take Toledo.
In fairness, I did say you had carte blanche for the house. It should have been, except if you do Toledo.
It should have been the note. Should have been like, and you have to play with BGSU if you're going to play any of our video games.
App State, Coastal Carolina. There's so many great Group of Five schools out there. You could Kent State. Oh, okay, they're not a great school, but you know what I mean. They're a great school, but they're not
Max
a great football.
Just a big fan of Toledo's open carry laws.
In fairness, it's the one thing they get right.
It's pretty good.
That. Yep. Great stuff with Joe DeLeon. We'll react to what he had to say. And one national analyst says the Browns would have a huge problem on their hands if Joe Flacco starts. We'll hear him out and then yell him and scream him down in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.